Good day. I am Paige Estrotori of Financial Services Online, providing you with your daily financial services news, wrapped this lovely Thursday, November 14, 2024. Let's kick things off with Mason Stevens, renowned wealth platform solution provider. They've made a vital strategic move appointing Brad Creighton, an expert with 17 years of experience in portfolio management and risk management, as their new head of asset allocation. This move comes as a response to the shifting global economic landscape. Creighton will be driving forward Mason Stevens' commitment to enhancing client solutions and increasing market agility. Turning our attention now to the superannuation conundrum facing young Australians. An enormous $10,000 opportunity is currently being overlooked, as existing rules exempt those under 18 from compulsory super contributions unless they clock in over 30 hours weekly. The Super Members Council has urged that amending these restrictions could provide future security for young workers, essentially nurturing their savings from an early age. Major super funds like REST back the call to abolish this 30-hour threshold in a bid to ensure equitable savings for our youth. Now, onto the Reserve Bank of Australia, which has kept its stance steady on interest rates amidst lingering concerns over a 3.5% inflation rate. However, there are glimmers of hope. Thanks to a slowdown in labor cost growth and a decline in output price and purchase cost growth, economists such as Justin Fabo suggest in inflationary pressures. This brings a semblance of relief and sparks a discourse on potential early interest rate cuts, pertinent both from an economic strategy and political standpoint. Finally, let's look at the latest industry accountability case. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has taken legal action against major construction industry fund Cbus for potential harm to over 3,000 members due to insurance claim delays. Cbus's apologetic stance and initiation of improvements have failed to deter ASIC, emphasizing the importance of timely claims handling and setting industry standards. The case comes as a reminder for super funds to uphold their commitments and prioritize member services. And with that, we wrap up today's financial news. For more on insurance, finance, superannuation, and efficient money management, head to financialservicesonline.com.au. I am Paige Estrotori. Until tomorrow, stay knowledgeable and keep investing wisely.